spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Miracle in the Making, was written by Morton Wishengrad.
Stop for a minute, Harry. The doctor will wait for you.
I'm all right, Alice. Come on. Let's get it over with.
A man named Harry Myers was coming to my office. One more case of rheumatoid arthritis. Muscles in spasm, bony fusion of the joints. Knees no longer able to flex. Fingers misshapen. Hands cold, clammy, without strength. Rheumatoid arthritis. There are millions like Harry Myers. They lie bedridden in their houses, in hospitals. Helpless cripples who do not even have death to look forward to. Only a slow wasting of muscle, an erosion of bone, and pain. Before you are eligible to become a permanent invalid, it is necessary first to serve a long and aching apprenticeship. For trolley conductor Harry Myers, it began years ago.
Enter the line, Harry. You won't have to ring up another fare till Monday. Hey, Harry, wake up.
Years ago, it seemed they were always telling trolley conductor Myers to wake up. They didn't know it, but that was a symptom. Fatigue.
Harry, snap out of it. We're in the car bond. Home. End of the line. Wake up.
What?
What do you mean, what? We're in.
I guess I'm tired.
What's wrong, Harry?
What do you mean, what's wrong? I'm tired, just like I told you.
You're never too tired for a fight. What's gotten into you?
That was the second symptom. Harry Myers was irritable. The tired symptom was more important. His foot hurt.
Why don't you buy yourself a pair of shoes that fit?
Just for a change, McLeod, why don't you try minding your own business?
Well, these last couple of weeks, there hasn't been a civil word out of
you. You can always ask the superintendent to assign another conductor.
Take that foot home, Harry, and soak it. Probably won't help your foot, but it might improve your disposition.
On the day that Harry Myers limped home, something began to happen 1,000 miles away in the Chicago laboratories of Armour and Company.
What's in the test tube?
ACTH.
Never heard of it.
Adrenocorticotropic hormone. Isolated by Dr. Cho Hao Lee at the University of California. It's a pituitary hormone which acts on the adrenal cortex, the outer rind. Let's play around with it.
Harry Myers had no way of knowing it, but there in the Chicago stockyards, the research chemists and biologists of Armour and Company would from that moment be playing with his life. All Harry Myers did know was that now both feet were hurting.
Here's your hot water. You should be seeing Doc Isaacs instead of taking up with old wives' remedies.
Just set the pail down and shut up.
I hope you scored yourself.
Alice, I don't know what gets into me. I'm sorry.
First you tear the skin off a person's back, then you say you're sorry. It's not that easy.
I'll crawl on my belly. I said I was sorry. Alice, I'm in pain.
You're not the only one.
Don't yell. I don't like a woman to raise a voice to me.
Then make this house a house and not a living hell.
Alice, we never used to be like this. What's come over us?
Don't you know what's come over us? Sickness. You better see the doctor.
I never feel like eating anymore. I don't sleep, Doc.
It's quite apparent.
Doc, I used to be strong as a bull.
Rheumatoid arthritis attacks the strong.
I don't get it. Rheumatism is for old people. I'm 36.
You're the right age. The usual spreads from 25 to 50, with the peak between age 35 and age 40.
I got three kids. I can't afford to be a cripple. You got to cure me.
There's no cure for rheumatoid arthritis.
Doc, what can I do?
Take aspirin.
That's a laugh.
Why? Because aspirin's so cheap? Be grateful for it.
Sure, Doc. It began with my feet and my knees. It's in my arms now, my fingers. Doc, how is it going to leave me? Tell me.
What was the point of telling him? He would know soon enough. Meanwhile, in the middle of the Chicago stockyards, events were beginning to converge slowly towards Harry Myers.
I want some hog pituitaries.
Last week, it was beef pituitary. Wish you boys in research would make up your minds.
Well, we have a good hunch that hog pituitary will give us the most potent yield of ACTH.
Stop talking algebra. How many pituitaries do you want?
About 1,000.
Let me point out one little fact. It's expensive to get that tiny little thing out of a hog skull. What are we, meat packers or what?
Thanks. Be a good fellow, will you, and see if they're kept on dry ice.
In a Chicago stockyard, research scientists began to collect tens of millions of tiny glands, a colossal operation. They were running a race for all the Harry Myers of the world. But Harry himself was aware of nothing except his own misery.
Oh, boss.
How are you doing, McLeod?
Oh, not bad.
How do you feel, Harry?
Fine, just fine.
Getting sort of skinny, aren't you?
It's good to melt off a little fat.
You can overdo a good thing. I've been thinking, Harry, how would you like a job in the office?
Yes, sir.
Sure, the pay is less, but you'll be off your feet.
Boss, Harry and me have been on the same trolley for 9 years.
I know, McLeod, but two-man trolleys are finished, and Harry can't work a trolley by himself. It's an office job or nothing.
Yes, sir.
While you're in the office, take a look at some stuff that's lying around in the closet. Might be a good idea for you to borrow some of it.
What kind of stuff?
Something to make it easier for you to get around. A couple of canes. Two good, strong canes.
Alice, where'd you put my canes? I left them right here.
This house isn't so big that you have to shout like that.
Well, where are the canes?
I gave them back to McLeod.
You did what?
Dr. Isaacs doesn't want you to bend your knees. He says you've got to walk straight.
On whose legs?
Don't yell, Harry. McLeod made a swap with the superintendent.
What's the boss got to do with it? Alice, what are you doing in the hall?
It's lucky for us these things happen to be lying around the car barn. The superintendent says you can borrow them till we buy our own.
Get them out of here. Burn them.
Doc says you'll walk straight with them.
I don't want them. Get rid of them. I don't want them.
It's hard for me, too. Don't make it harder. Harry Myers, here are your crutches.
Tell me, on what day of his life does a man grow old? And at what moment of birth does death begin? Harry Myers came to me. His face was gray, his lips were the color of watered milk. He regarded me in silence. I answered with silence. Perhaps in a Chicago laboratory they could hear that silence.
Ed?
Yes?
What are we after?
A better method of extracting ACTH.
Suppose we find it. What do we have?
Lots of ACTH.
But what good will it do? Might be no good.
Yeah, maybe. The pituitary gland is the master gland of the body. It sends out messengers to the other glands. One of the messengers is ACTH. And ACTH says to the adrenal gland, "Hey, Joe, wake up. More production." You know, could be we might find ourselves with quite a little gadget.
Call Harry?
It's all right. Shh, don't wake the children.
Harry, you in your bed? Is that light? You never can find the light. With... Huh. Hey, you're shivering.
It's nothing, just cold, that's all.
Why didn't you pull the blanket up?
Couldn't.
Why couldn't you, Harry?
Something's happened to my fingers. They don't open. They don't close. They're useless.
Here, I'll tuck the blanket in. You get warm, you'll feel better. Harry, why didn't you call me?
I was trying to pull the blanket up with my teeth.
You could have called.
You need sleep. You've done too much already.
Thanks, Harry.
For what?
For thinking of me.
It's pain that changes a person. It takes strength to consider anyone but yourself. Alice, it's pain that makes a person selfish. I'm not going to be selfish anymore. I'm going to a hospital.
You belong in your own room.
It's done. Doc has made all the arrangements.
Harry Myers went to the hospital on a day when millions of Americans were also entering hospitals. The Brotherhood of the Sick. Rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatic fever, gout, dozens of diseases whose names you've never heard. What's the use of hearing about diseases for which there is no drug, no doctor, no hope?
Ed wants us to try this batch of ACTH on our rats.
Science never concedes that there is no hope. Slowly, painfully, ACTH was brought into significant production. And slowly, carefully, it was tested.
I can report, gentlemen, that ACTH is not toxic when injected into our laboratory animals.
But Harry Myers wasn't a laboratory animal. He was a human being in despair. What are you doing out of bed?
A person has to keep moving. If he doesn't, he stiffens. Then he becomes a real cripple. Everybody knows that.
Everybody except the medical profession. Into bed, Harry.
Well, I gotta keep moving.
Listen here. You've lost 38 pounds. You're anemic. You haven't got the strength to blow your nose. Back into bed.
I'm just an ignoramus, Doc.
In rheumatoid arthritis, rest comes first. Then exercise under supervision. And decent nourishment and aspirin. Nurse.
Yes, doctor.
This patient stays in bed.
Yes, sir.
Make sure he stays in bed. We'll put a cast around his right knee.
Very good, sir.
And a brace on the left knee.
Yes, doctor.
If that right hand doesn't show any better response to the paraffin treatment, I want you to put some sandbags on it. Straighten that hand out.
What's the good? Let's quit.
I don't quit, Harry. Neither do you. My job is to prevent deformity. Someday you're going to use those arms and legs.
Haven't they told you, Doc? There aren't any miracles anymore.
Harry, medicine is only beginning. There are doors that will be open.
No miracles, Doc. I'm a cripple. There aren't miracles to change that.
Okay, Harry, so you don't like the radio the boys sent you. You make me sorry we bought it for you. Felicia could do was give me a pleasant word. Look, these days I drive a bus. You don't know how lucky you are.
Just the mood I'm in, McLeod. Let's talk about something else.
You look a lot better.
I lost another 2 pounds.
Yeah, but you got color in your face.
My hemoglobin is down to 60.
What I mean to say is you look more rested.
I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Can't you admit something is better?
For a hospital, they serve pretty good food.
Thank goodness.
Only I got no appetite.
Harry Myers, give me one cheerful word.
I hear your cousin broke his nose again.
What medicine do they give you here anyhow?
Last month it was prostigmine. The month before it was gold injections.
This month they tried giving me typhoid fever and cobra venom.
Tell them to try smallpox and malaria.
I'm no good, McLeod. I'm a lousy yapper.
Harry, I don't mind you yapping in my face. Yap as much as you want, kid. Only when are they going to make you well again?
Not in the cards, McLeod. I got rheumatoid arthritis and there's no salvation.
For how many diseases of mankind has there been no salvation? For how many millions of the dying and the soon-to-be dying and the sick of soul is there no redemption? I shall tell you something now. There is an area of darkness, the area of metabolic dysfunction, of endocrine imbalance. I do not dare to tell you how vast an area closed until now. Several months ago, to the research clinic of the hospital where Harry Myers is a patient, there came Armour & Company's Director of Medical Research, Dr. John R. Moat. Great work had been done by Dr. Philip Hench and his Mayo Clinic associates. And now Dr. Moat said,
"There is strong evidence to suggest that rheumatoid arthritis is linked somehow with malfunctioning of the adrenal cortex. We've offered ACTH for investigation to 45 hospitals and research groups. We offer a small quantity to you. Not for therapy, Doctor. There isn't enough for therapy. This ACTH, I must emphasize, is only for investigation and study."
The nurse said you wanted me not to go away.
What is it, Doc?
Harry, suppose I said there was a chance.
What kind of a chance?
A long shot.
All right.
Don't be hasty.
You mean I might die? The way I am, what's dying?
Listen to him, Harry.
This is a 25 milligram vial of ACTH. To make a pound of this stuff, you'd need the pituitary glands of nearly 500,000 animals.
It's a lot of animals.
Well, there isn't enough livestock in the entire world to make enough ACTH. Only chemical synthesis can do that. And synthesis is a long way off. So there's only a little bit of the material. Only enough for experiments. To teach us what it can do, what it can't do.
Nothing will work.
Nothing worked in diabetes until insulin.
There's a catch, isn't there?
Yes, Alice. There's a remote possibility that ACTH could stand Harry right out of that bed. Enable him to walk, to bend, to brush his teeth, to comb his hair again, to eat with appetite, to be free from pain, to be almost normal.
And the catch, Doc?
It could do all those things to you, Harry, and then I'd have to stop giving you injections because there'd be no material left to inject. You'd be a cripple again.
Doc, your deck is full of jokers.
This is one of the ways medicine learns.
You're not asking him to risk death. You're asking him to risk life.
The risk is always life. It's how we learn.
Don't learn on Harry. There's no strength left in him. If this is why you called me, and if you want my answer, it's no. Please, go away and let him alone.
Iron is taken from the earth and tried by fire and rendered into steel. But human flesh is not earth, and human bone is not iron. And yet flesh must be tried in the fires of fever and delivered swollen and agonized into the crucible that will make it steel. Harry and Alice Myers, they are real people. And I tell you this story because they finally made a decision that required the courage that transcends pain. He was old beyond his years. He was trembling with weakness.
Doc, I'm not a good hero.
All right, Harry.
I'm not one of those noble characters. If it turns out good and then you take the good away, I'll curse you, Doc. I'll go nuts.
Well, then leave things as they are.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Maybe this stuff is the real McCoy. Doc, I'm curious. Okay, you can start scratching me with your needles. Let's see what happens.
Gentlemen, I propose a schedule of treatment consisting of four 15-milligram treatments for the first 5 days, be followed by a reduction of dosage in the following manner. On the sixth day...
Easy. Easy with that needle, Doc. Everything hurts me, Doc. Even curiosity.
Feel any better?
No better, nurse.
Well, here's another injection.
Harry, they called me.
I sat up by myself. I pulled up the covers by myself.
Harry.
I bent my knees by myself. Doc! Doc! Hey, Doc!
Harry, keep a grip on yourself.
No, no, I can walk.
Oh, Harry, don't lose your head.
I can walk. No pain. My knee, my elbow, look.
Please, Harry, try to remember what I told you.
I don't care what you told me. Nurse! Hey, nurse! When is my next shot?
Now watch this, McCloud. Watch my knees when I walk down the steps.
Calm yourself, Harry. You're behaving like a kid. Take it easy.
Now watch me as I walk down. How do you like it?
What do they put in your milk?
ACTH. Come around for an injection. It'll do you good. Now watch me. I'm going to run up.
You'll break a leg.
Watch me run, McCloud.
Squeeze me tight. Tighter than that. Harry, it mustn't end.
It's got to end, Alice. I'm sober today. It's good. It's wonderful. It's crazy. But it's got to end.
Don't let them. I want a husband, not a cripple. I need you. The kids need you. This way, not the other way.
I slept last night, Alice. 4 nights now. I slept. I can eat. I'm like other people. When I see someone with 2 good legs and 2 good arms and 10 straight fingers, I don't hate him anymore.
He's going to stop the injections.
That was the deal.
Then what was the good of the whole thing?
When the pain comes back, I'll remember what it was like to be without pain.
But you'll be a cripple again.
A cripple with hope, Alice. All right, so the stuff won't be ready tomorrow. But during my life, it will be ready.
We are running a race for all the Harry Myers of the world. For this is not just a new drug, this is a new era in medicine. A door that will be thrown open. A new searchlight that will be turned on the life process of the human organism. And no man alive can foretell what will be revealed. But the miracle is not yet here. It is only a miracle in the making. It requires something to understand that. And a man named Harry Myers has what is required.
Don't worry about Alice, Doc. She'll be okay.
Like to go home?
Oh, that'd be swell.
I'll see to it.
Anything you want to tell me?
The main job is to prevent deformity. That means you'll have to submit to casts and to braces, to surgery.
Sure, Doc.
It means you'll earn the right to your own redemption.
Okay, Doc. I can do a lot of things now.
It is an irony of history. This is the era of the bomb. But this is also the era of a new endocrinology. The age of hormone therapy. ACTH, pregnenolone, Merck & Company's cortisone, testosterone. 100 new agents of salvation ready or on the way or in the making. In this year when science prepares the last cataclysm, science also prepares a new covenant with life. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before thee life and death, the blessing and the curse, which shall be chosen. And in the hospital where the child lies sick, and in the house of the invalid where hope has been yielded, and nothing is left except the cramp of despair, the question repeats itself. Which do we choose?
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Abram Kanoff, member of the pediatric staff of Brooklyn Jewish Hospital. Dr. Kanoff.
There has always been a close affinity between religion and medicine, from the days when the tribal priest was also the medicine man until the present, when the word miracle is used as often in the laboratory as in the pulpit. The word miracle is used so often in relation to new treatments that we may forget that some of these drugs actually are miraculous. There is a difference, however, that I should like to stress between the biblical miracle and the miracle in the laboratory. When the prophet Elisha breathed life into the body of a young boy, he solved a single urgent problem. The power of the Almighty was used to circumvent the natural law in order to solace a bereaved mother. In this way, the prophet demonstrated the strength and dominance of the Almighty. When God, however, wishes to demonstrate not omnipotence, but kindness and wisdom, he uses the man-made miracles of his henches and lees. These miracles follow natural law, and they are consummated slowly and with painstaking labor. The rewards of man-made miracles are correspondingly great. The prophet gladdened the heart of one mother. The man-made miracle of ACTH spreads life and hope in never-widening circles around the world. Because of ACTH, millions of Harry Myers may someday walk again. Thousands of children afflicted with rheumatic fever may come through with normal heart muscles. Children with nephrosis, with Still's disease, with asthma, may live again peacefully and without fear. What we need more of in this present-day world is more of such man-made miracles. What we hope for is that a touch of that sanctity which embraces the physician and occasionally makes him a miracle worker shall also touch some of the others, the economists, the diplomats, and the discoverers of atomic fission.
Thank you, Dr. Kanoff. Eternal Light Drama today, Miracle in the Making, was written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Catons. Cantor Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured as the Doctor was Roger DeCoven, and as Harry Myers, Martin Wolfson. The production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present the Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.